This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard on a Tuesday afternoon. 2 days before Christmas.
It's almost here.
It's almost here. It's crept up on us pretty quickly. December is a very, 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 very busy month with a lot of things going on, obviously. And, you know, I was just thinking this. Like, you know what would be great is if we could stretch out the holiday season until, like, you know, from late November, Thanksgiving, until, like, late January. Right? Just make it one big, long 2 month celebration instead of a month and just everything on top of each other. Because it is nutso. It is insane. And it's hard to keep up with everything. Right? Not trying to complain, just trying to offer a valid diagnosis of everything that there is going on, man. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And the football never, ever stops. It just everywhere you turn, there's a football game that you got to watch or pay attention to. Last night, Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers basically ending the Indianapolis Colts season. Good for them. The San Francisco 49ers, with all of their injuries, and I mean, they have had a S-ton of injuries. Bosa, Werner, Purdy for the first half of the year, stupid Ayuk, Kittle for the first 5 weeks, or I guess got hurt in week one and then missed like 5 weeks. Who else am I forgetting? But Juwan Jennings was banged up. Trent Williams, a little bit. There's so many others that I'm not even naming, right? And yet the 49ers just keep rocking and rolling. They punked the Colts last night in Indianapolis, Monday Night Football. They do something, quite honestly, that the 49ers are not exactly known for, and that's just breaking out the whooping stick and putting up a 40-burger. Some of that coming from their defense, obviously, on the pick six. But man alive. Like, I was expecting the 49ers to win that game. I was not expecting the 49ers to win that game maybe as high scoring. As a matter of fact, I had the under, which shows you what I know. I just thought the Colts would be able to hang in there with the run game. You know, Phillip Rivers giving them enough defense at home. Anthony Haney's boy, Zaire Franklin, you know, season on the line. I just, maybe I thought too much of the Indianapolis Colts. You know, you got to kind of wonder whether Shane Steichen's going to be in some trouble there, right? Because they've been close. They've been real close to the playoffs in two out of his 3 years, but they failed. They failed. And, you know, when you continuously fail, obviously that's going to be a problem. It goes without saying that that's going to be a problem. But, like, at some point you just have to, I don't know, figure out a way. Even though Daniel Jones got hurt, and that's really where their season ended, their season started to slip away a couple of weeks before when they started turning the ball over. Remember that game in Germany that they won, right, where they turned the ball over a couple of times and still won because of Jonathan Taylor? There was a game against the Steelers at home. They turned the ball over, or maybe it was in Pittsburgh, I can't remember, four or five times, and they lost. That kind of started their slide, if you will. And here they are. And remember in year one, now this is a couple of years ago, of Shane Steichen, in a bad division, the AFC South, at that time, I wouldn't say it's a bad division anymore, but at that time it was a bad division. And they were at home on a Saturday night, and I think they were taking on Houston. I think it was Houston. And Houston wasn't going anywhere. And, or maybe I have that wrong. Maybe it was, who's the other crappy team in the AFC South? Houston, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, and who am I forgetting? The other crappy team in the AFC South.
Houston.
Jackson. Oh, Tennessee. That's Tigers. What it was. It was Tennessee. They were playing Tennessee, I think, on a Saturday night, and all they had to do was win. And they were in the playoffs, and they won the division, and they lost. And they lost. And they were eliminated. And they had a late lead. And poof, they were gone. Like, here's the thing. Some organizations are going to fire head coaches if you get to the playoffs and you lose, right? And you don't take that step forward. But at some point, if you can never make the playoffs, right? And at least give yourself a chance, maybe as unlikely as it is, even if you're close, even if you're competitive, even if you're not embarrassing, even if you had to overcome a lot of different things, which certainly the Indianapolis Colts had to. I mean, think about it. Their owner died right before camp, during camp, whenever it was. Jim Irsay. Right? Now, I don't know how much that affected the team. I have no idea. But that guy was around a lot. I'm sure it carried an emotional burden. You know, his daughters are trying to figure out everything. Take over the team. You got the you got a new quarterback in Daniel Jones. He's trying to learn the system. He's trying to resurrect his career. He's trying to stay healthy. You got the general manager likely managing, if you will, for his job. Because how many years can you not have a quarterback? How many years can you not make the playoffs and keep your job? I think Morocco Brown, who was basically the assistant GM, left. Or at least that's what I was told. I haven't double-checked that. That's what I heard. What else? You had the whole Anthony Richardson mess. And then he does something to his eye. Like, he's already, quite honestly, a failure and a bust and a disappointment as a number four overall pick a couple of years ago. Anyway, the quarterback whisperer that Shane Steichen is couldn't do anything with him. And then you roll off to this amazing start. And you think, hey, man, like, okay, got something cooking here. kind of a weakish division. Maybe we can go on a run. Maybe this is for real. And then it just unravels as quickly as it did. As quickly as it did. So that, like, the Indianapolis Colts, I don't think they're mathematically eliminated, but I think they are down to like a 2% chance or something like that of making the playoffs. They flash the numbers, and you never know, like, what numbers are real and whatever. But it was like 11% at that time, I think it was, and they were losing. So I don't know if that was 11% if they lost. I'm not sure. Either way, the Colts are now 8-7 because the Jaguars are so much better than people were anticipating, are 11-4. The Texans are 10-5. I mean, they would be the third team in the playoffs from the AFC South, and no chance is that happening. Right? So I don't know if they're officially eliminated, but I think they might be. I'm not sure. The 49ers are 11-4, and they, if they win out, right, with the Bears next ahead, if they win out, they not only win the division, but they're the number one seed if they finish at 13-4. And to see them rack up 48 points last night, pretty incredible. Again, I understand Winters with the interception return for pick six, got it. That added seven to the tee. And Kyle Shanahan did not go for two. He did not break out his inner Nick Sirianni. He just kicked the extra point. He actually trusts his kicker. So they didn't pull the embarrassment card or anything like that. But that was after McCaffrey had two touchdowns. That was after George Kittle had a touchdown. Juwan Jennings had a touchdown. And then he reached out to give the fan a ball. And he snatched it away. Right? I mean, the 49ers did whatever they wanted to last night. Brock Purdy... Say whatever you want about Brock Purdy, right? I mean, he'll have some frustrating games, some frustrating halves. Usually he'll have a really bad half, and then he'll wake up and snap two and have a great second half, or vice versa. But usually it's bad first half, great second half. He missed a bunch of games earlier this year with the toe. Last night, 25-34, 295, five touchdown passes, a pickle, and a 126.8 rating. And this is without Brandon Ayuk, who's busy driving 98 miles an hour on a side street outside of Levi's Stadium, acting like an idiot. And you guys want that guy here. No chance and no thank you. I don't care how well Jaden Daniels knows him. I don't care what Adam Peters thinks of him. No way. Jose. And yet, I have a feeling I'll be stuck dealing with that. I have a feeling. And all of you Homer McFanboys out there are going to be waving your pom-poms and telling me how wrong I am. This is the 49ers with all the injuries. Right? The Colts got an injury, and they crumbled like a cookie. The 49ers, no Bosa, no Werner. No Ayuk, Kittle out for five games, Purdy out for seven or eight games, and more. And yet, here they are. And look at old Brian Robinson. Look at old Brian Robinson. Back to the playoffs he goes. I'm sure he's happy. Even though he doesn't play a feature role, he gets a couple of carries, 5 for 20 last night. Good for him. Good for him. And listen, I know the Shanahan name is not held in high regard around here. That's on you, not on me. That's on you. You guys are poisoned. You guys don't understand and let bygones be bygones and bury the hatchet. They were in an impossible situation dealing with the nincompoops that they were dealing with. Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen, Robert Griffin, Robert Griffin's dad. They were in an impossible situation here. Kyle Shanahan's been the head coach of the 49ers for 9 years. All they do is win. Now, notably, they have not won a Super Bowl. They've been close. Twice. Had fourth quarter leads. They were one play away in overtime 2 years ago from winning the Super Bowl. Yet, all they do is overcome injury on top of injury on top of injury on top of injury on top of injury. And not every year, but usually they win 10 games and make the playoffs and beat the stupid Cowboys in Dallas or in San Francisco or Santa Clara, for that matter. And they've come close to winning the Super Bowl, but twice have lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, we're one play away in overtime 2 years ago. And yet here they are, probably going to get at least a 12th win, maybe a 13th win, maybe the one seed, maybe 2 weeks off, without all of those guys. Now, they've gotten Kittle, they've gotten Purdy back, I got it. McCaffrey is enormously huge to their cause, I got it. Werner. So, I mean, they're not going to get Bosa and they're not going to get Werner back. They got those other guys back. But yet, Kyle Shanahan, he hadn't won the big one. Stop. Nonsense. Kyle Shanahan's got more football knowledge in his thumbnail than all of us combined. All of us combined. Okay? Stop burying the Shanahan name because things didn't work out with an egomaniac and his family. With a narcissist and his family. With a maniacal owner. With an incompetent boob as the president and general manager. The Shanahan family once again, like some of us have always tried to tell you guys, is on top. They don't have to tell you. I'll tell you. And if things do ultimately work out here long term, and that's an if, not a when, that's an if, between DQ and Adam Peters, you can thank Kyle Shanahan as well for that. Because he put the two of them together. Now, if things don't work out, then you can hate Kyle Shanahan a little bit more than you already do. You shouldn't, but you could. But he put them together. He made that marriage. And they consummated the marriage in a football sort of way. 119 on the Team 980. The 49ers rocket and roll it over the Colts on Monday Night Football. Again, 48-27. They are two wins away and control their own destiny for the number one seed. And the Colts season, you know, not that anybody is going to be crying over it by any means. They had a roster management move a couple of weeks ago that was just beyond befuddling, that nobody cared about except for me. I'm right. Everyone else is wrong. And it was very similar to the 2018 Redskins when I was also right, screamed about it. Everyone laughed at me. Everyone told me I was Mr. Negative, and I was right, as usual. So nobody should be upset for the Indianapolis Colts. Nobody should be bothered. Nobody should think anything other than, hey, is Shane Steichen, is Chris Ballard going to stay around? If you care about the NFL, is that going to be another opening? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday. We have Commanders news and a Commanders topic, which we'll spin forward. We'll introduce it next on the Team 980.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, this is a groovy tune, right? Like, you can get down with this, right?
Wow, Chris Russell likes something post-2000. Clap it up, America.
I don't know why you think I'm so old.
No, I'm not saying you're so old. I'm saying you're so grouchy.
I'm not grouchy. I'm the happiest person alive.
Well,
I love everything and everyone.
How you feel about Tony Romo in the broadcast booth?
I think he's overrated.
Oh, well. Sounds very loving, Rooster.
I was teasing you a little bit before the show as you were giving me some crap, for lack of a better term, about how old I am and how I don't like this and how I don't like that. I said, hey, Mac, I heard my favorite Christmas song when I walked into the building. And I had not heard it yet this season because I'm so busy. I don't really listen to Christmas music unless the rare time that there's not a football game and there's literally football on 24/7. So I had not heard it. And I heard the best version of it. The best version of it. And I said, do you know what it is? And he started trying to guess. And I was like, well, I've done this on the show before with the audience. So they might know, especially those that have been with us for a number of years. But I know that you have no idea. So I wonder if you, AMAC, the trusted executive producer of this show, and maybe Cowboy Bob, could put your relative brain power together and figure out what the Rooster's favorite Christmas song is.
Is it something by Elvis?
No.
Have we played the song before on these radio
No.
airwaves? Okay, we haven't. I don't.
No. But I you're not going to sit here and guess for 3 hours. You're just going to take a couple of shots here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I will tell you if you get it right. Now, nobody should be willing to help AMAC out. Nobody should be willing to help AMAC out. So, in other words, don't tweet him. Don't call and act like you care about the show and tell AMAC so he gets it right, so he looks smart. No. We don't need that. We need you to make it harder on him, actually. We need to make sure that he has to work to get this solid bit of information.
Well, okay, so I did all the work that I think I can do. I took a couple of guesses, and I looked over at Cowboy B, and he has no clue. So I feel like we should, you know, just cut to the
chase.
That's
it? You're going to quit after 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, please, no.
Can I have a hint at least? Like, if we're going to play a game.
Yeah, it's a Christmas song.
Okay, great.
I would say this. It's because you took a guess out in the bullpen of Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Is it a different version of...
From my knowledge, I don't think Mariah Carey has done a version of this song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other popular female artists have. And this song, its title and the words, the lyrics might surprise you that your boy, as cynical and as mean as I am, has this as his favorite Christmas song.
Jingle Bells.
No.
I give up, Rooster. Are you just going to tell us?
No. You're going to guess.
I'm done guessing.
You can. Maybe you'll play it.
Okay.
Maybe you'll play it. You discovered a bunch of new Christmas music, you said.
No, this is all post-2000.
Well, maybe you're going to play a version post-2000.
We'll see. That's as much guessing.
Maybe somebody will throw you a lifeline and will remember what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
And tag you on Twitter. Maybe. Hopefully. Or, again, they can just call up 301-230-0980. You don't even have to wait on hold and give you the answer and help you out. We'll see how popular you are. We'll see how much the people want to help you. Speaking of help, you know who needs a lot of help? Not only the Indianapolis Colts, who we opened the show with, their playoff percentages, according to NFL.com, are down to 3%. I thought it was 2%. It's 3% after the loss last night. The Baltimore Ravens are at 9%. Baltimore Ravens, after their Sunday night debacle, down to 9%. The Steelers and the Texans have not locked up playoff spots yet, but they are in current position too. The Steelers have a 91% chance after their win in Detroit. The Texans have a 97% chance after their win over Vegas. Over in the NFC, the Carolina Panthers are in position right now, but they only have a 43% chance. I don't know why that is so low, but it's what it says. The Green Bay Packers, in position right now, lost to the Bears, still have a 93% chance. So the Packers at 9-5-1 have a 93% chance. The Panthers at 8-7 have a 43% chance, despite beating the Buccaneers the other day. Now, speaking of the Buccaneers, they're on the outside looking in after gagging away the division. At 7-8, they have a 57% chance. So in other words, according to NFL.com, they have a almost 15% greater chance of making the playoffs than do the Panthers, who are in position for the playoffs right now and lead the division. The Detroit Lions. You know, everybody loves Dan Campbell, and, you know, I'm going to bite off your knees, and, you know, I'm on Ross St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs and Jared Goff. 7% chance after losing at home to Pittsburgh. At 8-7. Eliminated in the NFC, the Vikings, we knew that. The Cowboys, we found that out this weekend at 6-8-1 and here on Thursday. The Falcons, the Saints, winners of 3 in a row. The Commanders, well, we knew that as well, at 4-11. And then the Arizona Cardinals and the New York Giants, who play a very, very important game this week against the Las Vegas Raiders in the 2-13 Toilet Bowl to see whose poop stinks the worst and who gets the number one pick. The Browns, Titans, Bengals, Jets, Dolphins, Chiefs, all eliminated in the AFC. All right, so there's a little look-see at that. We will get back to the, or we will get into the Commanders. I teased it a little bit early. We'll get into the Commanders next. In a lost season, someone who deserves a lot of praise gets rewarded. We'll have that for you in just a sec here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, and that is indeed Tress Way, who makes the NFC Pro Bowl for the Commanders. Good for Tress, one of the most longstanding Commander and Washington NFLer. He's been here since 2014. So Tress Way going to represent the Commanders, at least for now, the only one in the Pro Bowl. Meanwhile, the 49ers, as we mentioned, with the big win last night, they improved to 11-4. They are on track, if they win their final two, to get the number one seed. Brock Purdy with 5 touchdown passes and almost 300 yards. Again, if they win out the rest of the way, they'll finish 13-4, the number one seed, and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, keep in mind, the Super Bowl is at their home stadium, Levi Stadium. Wouldn't that be something interesting? Of course, that happened a couple of years ago with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during the COVID era. Meanwhile, Draymond Green, he, known as a hothead despite his podcast here on Odyssey that you should probably listen to, had a confrontation, argument, whatever you want to call it, with his longtime head coach Steve Kerr last night, and then left the bench and missed the final 20 minutes of a blowout win over the Orlando Magic. He had just committed a turnover. He had been engaging with an official. Kerr called timeout, tried to get his team to huddle, thinking they were unfocused, and that's when the argument between the two broke out. Kerr said, "We had it out a little bit. He made his decision to go back to the locker room to cool off. That's all I'm going to say about it. Everything else is private." Except it played out in front of the public, and that is what's trending.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You got it, amen? No, you didn't.
Is this even a Christmas song?
Yeah, I guess. Oh. I think there's... Is this from The Grinch? I don't even know.
The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music? Okay. Yeah, I don't know everything about everything, believe it or not. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. on a Tuesday. So Tressway makes the Pro Bowl, as we just told you about during the trending alert. And I want to send a quick shout out to him. I love Tress. I've, you know, covered him, known him, whatever, since 2014. You know, reached out and wished him congratulations and got right back to me. And, you know, happy to have whatever relationship we have. And we always tease each other about Christmas and Thanksgiving. He knows, he laughs, he finds it hysterical that I hate the NFL and specifically the Commanders playing on Thanksgiving or Christmas, and he loves it. He loves it. Of course, he gets the day off afterwards, right? It's a little bit easier. But I love Tressway. And we have just, you know, every time I see him, and I did the same, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, you know, and he'll just yell out to me, Merry Christmas, Chris, you know. But Tressway making the Pro Bowl as the starting punter for the NFC, his third Pro Bowl selection, 2019-2022. Look, on a team that needs a lot of help and where everything has gone wrong, through 16 games, he's punted 50 times, 2,362 gross yards, 25 punts pinned inside the 20, a net average of 43.8. Now, that's not all Tress. That's, of course, punt coverage. And the special teams coordinator, Larry Izzo, and the players, Jeremy Reeves, guys like that, deserve a lot of credit for that. But Tress is a part of that. He ranks second in the NFC in net punting average, tied for second in the NFC in punts pinned inside the 20. He's the franchise leader in career punt yardage, almost 39,000 yards, 321 punts pinned inside the 20, and net punting average at 41.6. Second in franchise history in total punts. I mean, if he's here, next year, he's got a, well, it's probably a record you don't want next year, because that would probably be bad. 194 games total in his career, sixth all time. And Pro Bowl alternates were also announced. Jalen Lane as a second alternate for return specialist. Now, he was put on IR, so can't imagine that he's going to be able, even if his turn came up, that he's going to play. And Nick Ballor, special teamer, third alternate. So let's just kind of shape the conversation, brief one that we'll have. The Commanders had three guys listed or announced or what have you as Pro Bowl players, starters, or alternates. All three came from special teams. Because Jalen Lane did not obviously make it as a wide receiver. He made it as a return specialist. And Tressway is a punter. And Nick Ballor, yes, he can play linebacker, but I mean, his primary role is as a special teamer. So I don't know what that tells you other than their special teams, outside of Matt Gay, hadn't been a problem. And Matt Gay was cut a couple of weeks ago. Everything else has been good. So they got one third of the puzzle solved. And that brings us into this. So I mentioned yesterday about the broken tackles, missed tackles, what have you, being the biggest culprit. So Andrew Ross tweeted me, at A. Ross Redskins without the E in red, so just RD Skins. I guess there was a space issue or whatever. A. Ross RD Skins. He said, you know, my point was that tackling has been the number one culprit on defense as to why the defense is so terrible. And I don't apologize for that. Sorry if you want me to say just Joe Witt being incompetent. I don't believe that. I mean, you can criticize Joe Witt and think that he wasn't aggressive enough and he didn't do this and he didn't do that. Fine. Totally fair. Not incompetent. Okay? And neither is Dan Quinn and neither is any coach. They know more than you. Okay? And me. But Andrew said the culprit for the organization, for the team, not just the defense, is lack of depth. We have some average players, he continued, starting, and the backups wouldn't even make NFL rosters. That and the regression of some of the players, especially on defense. He said, I don't know if it's scheme, talent, or both, but this roster better look a lot different come next year. And Andrew is not wrong by any stretch. I'll admit, I thought the depth was a little bit better. Now, you can make an argument in some areas that it's not bad, right? That it's not bad. It may not be good, but it's not bad. Like, I think before injuries, Luke McCaffrey was coming along and making progress. That's stunted. Jalen Lane has flashed a time or two as a receiver, but you want to go back to Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen and now Treylon Burks. And okay. I think the offensive line depth, as proven when they went from Brandon Coleman to Chris Paul, and even when Brandon Coleman has had to play left tackle, when Laremy Tunsil's been banged up in a couple of games and missed last Saturday, he's going to miss the rest of the year. Fine. And when Sam Cosmi missed the first, six or seven games of the year, it was mostly fine. I think running back depth has been all right. They've been able to rotate in whenever they want. Chris Rodriguez, except when he missed a game. Bill and Jeremy McNichols, and that's been fine. Quarterback depth. All right. Josh Johnson stunk the other night. I think we found that out. But, I mean, you can't argue that quarterback depth was a weakness. You can only argue that, man, you know, as some dumb radio host has been saying, every team needs three good quarterbacks on their active roster. It's all I keep saying. Nobody cares, and I'm right every year. No longer can the backup and the backup to the backup be considered like a waste of time. That is such an outdated premise and philosophy. I don't know how anybody believes that to be the case. Yet, NFL teams do all the time. But I think what we've seen is linebacker depth is questionable at the very minimum. Defensive tackle depth is questionable at the very minimum. There was not a lot of edge depth. I mean, you can make an argument Jacob Martin and Von Miller have been fine. Yes, but they were supposed to be situational, juicy pass rushers. They weren't, per se, supposed to be every down guys, but they weren't just like break glass in case of an emergency type players either. They had a defined role. And yet they've been forced into a different role. And because of injuries to Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, that whole position has been destroyed. Secondary, safety went to hell when Will Harris went down in week three. And that's not because Jeremy Reeves isn't a try-hard guy and isn't at times a good player. But, I mean, he is what he is. He's kind of limited. Much better on special teams. Spot duty. Tyler Owens, physical freak or athletic freak, but not ready to play full-time at safety. So, I would agree that the depth is questionable, as Andrew Ross points out. I don't know if it's all-time bad. I don't think it's maybe as bad as it kind of looks in some spots. Is it next man up, not worry about a thing? No. I guarantee you there aren't many rosters like that. Now, the 49ers, who we opened up the show with, which is kind of like why I wanted to tie all this in, seemingly haven't skipped a beat. Right? And that's how they keep winning, and that's how they're in position to be the top in the NFC, if they can win their final two games at 13-4. But guess what, guys? Last year, the 49ers were nowhere to be found. They were decimated by injury, and they were not even close to the playoffs. And there's one more element to what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have and have built in San Francisco that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn do not have. I'll tell you what it is next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What do you think about the depth of the Commanders? Is it woeful? Is it just not good enough? Or are we maybe being too hard in certain areas? 301-230-0980. I would imagine most of you would say woeful, but could you make the argument it's not as bad as woeful? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Stay with us. Now, this is a great tune. This is a great classical Christmas tune. I mean, this just makes you feel like the holidays, right? Again, we should stretch. Christmas should be in, like, late January. So we have more time to enjoy. And instead, we ruin everything. As usual, as a society, we ruin everything together. But anyway, welcome back. We'll get to the calls as soon as we can. Here's where I wanted to go, just tying up this first hour, which we led with the 49er win Monday night. And everything that they're poised to do, again, two wins, they can lock up the number one seed. They may not have to play a game outside of Levi's Stadium because the Super Bowl is there. So the Commanders, and we read a tweet response from Andrew Ross, and I just posted it if anybody wants to see it, at WrestleMania621, said, you know, the real culprit is depth. And yes, that is absolutely a big problem. There is no doubt about that. It's not good enough. There is no, hey man, next man up, don't worry about a thing. Now, there isn't that in elsewhere in the NFL either, but some teams are better at it and better at managing it than others. The 49ers this year were better at managing it. Last year, they weren't. Right? By result, by everything. And I challenge you to say they had more dramatic injuries last year than this year. Now, the big one was Christian McCaffrey. But, I mean, this year they lost, again, Kittle for five, Purdy for half the year, so on and so forth. Werner, Bosa, on and on and on. This year they overcame it. So you might say, well, how do the 49ers do that? And why can't Adam Peters take that secret sauce that he learned in San Francisco? Well, the easy, I think convenient, and I think right answer is, in San Francisco, they've had 9 years to build the organization and to stack depth and to strike out like they have several times in the first round of the draft. Their first draft was a disaster. In the first round, Reuben Foster, Solomon Thomas, blah. They've had 9 years. I think if you gave Adam Peters and Dan Quinn 9 years, and that's a lot to ask, you got to win in between that. And it, granted, they won, and they've made it to two Super Bowls and almost won two. Definitely almost won one. But if you give anybody with football knowledge and acumen 9 years to build something, they're probably going to build something sustainable, like the 49ers have. So far, the Commanders only have two years, and they inherited a mess. They made some wrong decisions. They've also made some right ones. But just like in San Francisco, they didn't make every decision correct. Not at all. As a matter of fact, they made several bad ones. But 9 years gives you the opportunity to stack and overcome. So keep that in mind when, if you're wondering, why do the 49ers overcome and we don't? 301-230-0980, your call's next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.